Hi there. The word for you today is, your doubts don't disqualify you. In John 20, verse 27, we read, Now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, We have seen the Lord. So he said to them, Unless I see his hands, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace to you. Then he said to Thomas, Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. The miracle in this story is not that Christ could walk through a closed door, which he did, and suddenly materialize literally, visibly in their presence. That's impressive. What's even more impressive is that Jesus would show up and talk to a doubter as big as Thomas. You see, the fact is, Jesus was not even in the room 8 days earlier when Thomas expressed his doubts to the other disciples. But the Bible says in Psalm 94, verse 11, The Lord knows the thoughts of man. Some of us would have looked at Thomas and thought, Write him off. He's not qualified to be a disciple. Jesus didn't feel that way. He recognized an honest heart and a seeking soul. And he showed up to answer his questions. How about that? So here's the bottom line. Your doubts don't disqualify you. Just take them to the Lord in prayer. And when you leave his presence, you'll be saying what Thomas said. My Lord and my God.